Hello and welcome to Soul Ignition with your host, Jana, where it is my mission to help you tune into, hone, fully trust your intuition, and take inspired action to create a life that you are so fully and completely in love with. I'll be sharing inspiration from my own life, as well as powerful interviews with some of our top thought leaders in the field of self-development, of coaching, and all heart-centered entrepreneurs that have a story to share, a story to inspire us to tune in, to allow ourselves to be fully led from a place of full faith and trust in the magic, the miracles that come as a result of. We'll be talking about moving through surrender, allowing ourselves the space and time to fully get clear on what we want, and empowering ourselves to have the courage to take the action that our hearts are calling us to create lives and businesses that we love. We'll also deep dive into different elements of business when you're fully led from this space and what that gets to look like when you scale. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sending you all my love. Jana. Welcome to another edition of your Soul Ignition podcast with Jana. Today, I have the privilege to interview Tia Lynn. She is a marketing consultant, the host of Your Sexy Biz Babe podcast. And when she isn't helping women clear shame stories and step fully into their power, she's coaching on marketing and business strategy, all led from a place of true alignment. We're going to talk about our mindset checks today, about faith without action, actually speaking to avoidance. And we're going to talk about all the juiciness of full on embodiment of your divine goddess, which is what led her to book and close one of her first high ticket clients. And from there, we're going to also cover all this nonsense around the Super Bowl-ish and body shaming of women. Oh, it's going to be good and so soul activating. And without further ado, I would love to introduce you. Tia, please take it from here. Tell us about yourself, what it is that you do, and how you create the impact that you do for your clients.
All right. So I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur. A lot of people are like, find your passion. I have definitely bounced around. The first one started 6 years ago and a clothing line. It was all around what I loved. So I do a festival clothing line and ugly Christmas sweaters. And along that journey, I was working in marketing full time. And then it led me into business coaching. And I loved it. It was so fun. I was taking all my marketing knowledge and all the things in helping passionate entrepreneurs. And that was one of my big things, was that when you're following something that you love, that you're passionate about, you're going to stick to it long term. And then like what Jana talked about is, once I fully stepped into my power, owned some of the things that I was so afraid to share that we're going to cover, is when I truly attracted my tribe. And it was owning my sexiness and owning my power. And it was with some help with a coach, actually, and she was like telling me to show all sides of me, which we can talk more about, but it will all flow together. But it was definitely owning those parts of me that other people will tell you to hide, which led to a really high ticket client.
Yeah, amazing. I can't wait to dive into that. But before we do, what I'm going to speak to, and those of you who are tuning in across all space and time, it is February 2020. Post one of the most epic and talked about, I mean, I think they're all really epic and talked about halftime shows. That's the genius of marketing, right? Mm-hmm. And what it really spoke to is, this year we had two beautiful, gorgeous, and I'm going to say Latin because they are Latin, but I'm clear to very much express that it has nothing to do with culture, because for me, we're just all beings of majestic energy. And at the end of the day, whether we're any race or any culture or any heritage, all of that is beautiful and wonderful, and it gets to loop into our power. And with that, we get to just honor the essence of the being that happens to inhabit that body at the time. And boy, were these two women, Shakira and J-Lo, they tore down the show. And what I'd love for you to speak to, Tia, is when you truly own your power and embody the way that these two amazing women, I mean, 43 and 50, just killing it. Talk about reverse aging. Talk about owning your power,
unapologetically and oozing this energy of what I call life force activation. And from there, what happened thereafter, and I think this happens every year, but especially this year, is the power of when you're fully embodied, how, like you said, you will attract your soulmate tribe, the people that resonate at that level of showing up and living fully embodied. And at the same time, you will so eloquently repel the people that are not for you. And that's exactly what happened all over all the news feeds across social media and the news, where there was a group of women that are like, oh my God, this is amazing. I want more of that. Thank you for being a poster, a possibility, an image for what we get to create for ourselves, and a destruction of paradigm. And then the other group of, oh shit, they just shined a light on all the parts of myself that I'm afraid to look at and that I've disowned. And now, instead of going within and healing that, there was a projection of shame and all sorts of judgments that came through in the media. I'd love for you to speak to that, and then tell us the story of how you called in and closed your very first high ticket client, and tell us a little story about what you told me as to who she was as an individual, that if you would have thought about it, you may have not actually been able to call her in, but you were actually fully just embodied, and that's what did the energetic magnetism portion of your business.
Awesome. Okay. So many different things. So first of all, think about it. Do you think that J-Lo and Shakira are over there sitting, being like, oh my gosh, all these women hate me for being sexy? Do you think that it even bothers them at all? No. We don't give a flying rat's ass. So just letting you know, hopefully I can swear on here.
Yes, you can. We will have the explicit button push for all of you that didn't pay attention to it. There will be a lot of cursing on this episode.
Okay, great. So it doesn't affect them, and it doesn't affect me either. I didn't even know that people were talking shit. I didn't even know. Why? Because I've already, all of the people in my environment are already aligned with me. I didn't even know until I started seeing memes of people laughing that other people were complaining. I was like, I didn't even know people were complaining.
Same.
Why? Because I already twerk online. I share pole fitness videos, and I'm a business coach, and I own it. And yeah, every single guy, most of my friends from Utah, everybody was like, why would you name your podcast Sexy Biz Babe? You should name it Level Up with Tia. And there was this fight in my brain. I was like, do what everybody else says, or I felt like I wanted to be different. I wanted to be a move change maker and do the thing that people don't believe in. That's a creative thinker. So I did the thing that everybody said not to and named it Sexy Biz Babe. Mm-hmm. And took two things that don't go well together usually and combined it together. Mm. So, and when you do that, the people who are triggered by you will either want to learn more and follow you and hide, or they'll hate on you or delete you or whatever. But once you keep being you, you'll keep attracting more of the people that love you for you. And authenticity is a thing that you can hear in people's voices, you can see in their emotions, and you can feel. So just wanted to start with that. What was the other maybe comments on that?
Yeah, that's really powerful. And it's interesting when you were sharing on your podcast and really going against the grain and not listening for what the outside world has to say to you, but really tuning in and honoring what's in you. And to add to that, when I actually heard you say it, I was like, oh, so what is she actually doing? Like, what's the results-oriented outcome of this podcast that happens to be named the Sexy Biz Babe? Because to me, sexy means that you're an embodiment and you're allowing your highest expression of self shine through. Because sexy is a state of being that comes from, for me, I'm going to use the word, God. If you don't have life force and you don't radiate that energy of allowing your life force or God self to flow, that's where sexy comes from. I used to be called sexy as a child, which is really weird. I know. And I don't mean like child, but like in my teenage years, people used to say that I just had this aura of sex. I oozed sex. And to me, I was the biggest prude in the world. So when I reflect back and I recognize, I'm realizing that sexy is actually you being in full alignment and being fully embodied and expressed from a place of the energy that is your essence.
Yeah.
And that is where sexy comes from. So when I heard you say sexy biz babe, who doesn't want to be magnetic in their business? Of course you do. And if you're being fully embodied, you're going to be sexy and people are going to be drawn to that. And I also heard that what's the outcome? That as you tune into this podcast, as I teach you all the things, as me being an expression of who is the sexiest biz babe, you get to level up with Tia, the sexy biz babe podcast producer, which, oh, so good. Great marketing, genius. And so I was like, oh, well, you have both. I don't think you have to choose. And I had my podcast and it started as Real Talk with Jana. And then I just pivoted it and now it's even better. And now it's more so about igniting your soul. And that was the clear message that of what I was doing before. And now I'm even clearer with how I deliver that. But if you could go back and tell us, what was the result of you being that full embodiment of showing up as the sexy biz babe and how that led you to close that first high ticket client?
Okay. So you guys, I'm going to take you back, and I got a course right off the bat. Like, I didn't know how to be a coach. I went with my passion. Instead of being a Facebook ads expert, I went to follow my passion and be a business coach, which didn't make sense to me. And in all these courses and hiring coaches, they kept saying to follow, you know, what lit me up and to be authentically me. But I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, logic, logic, logic. I'm a marketing, I graduated in business. I worked for companies and it just didn't make sense, but I just gave it a try. I was like working with one of my coaches and she said, your goal is to go shake your ass on a video, and that's what makes you unique. She's like, where all these other people, maybe they don't do it because they have shame and they can't own it and they can't twerk or they're not confident enough, where I am naturally. And she's like, well, why don't you be that like person that pushes it, that pushes the envelope? This is you. And she like got kind of an intuitive nudge. So I did. I went home and I did it and I felt really uncomfortable and I twerked and like I was like joking and having fun, but then I kept owning more of it. I kept like putting some of the lessons I learned with dancing and sexiness and owning my power into business. So that's what I was afraid of. I'd always done pole videos and posted it online, but never did I like marry the two. Never did I own it while I talked about business. So once I did that, I just started having fun. I started dancing. I started sharing more videos and linking it to business. And it was when I really wanted to get that next level client. So it actually wasn't my first high ticket client. Mm. It was my highest. It was 10K. And so, you know, I wouldn't have thought I would have attracted my 10K client with doing these things. But after that, she was like, I said, what drew you to me? And she said, it was your pole videos. It was the fact that you owned it and you are business and what I was saying in my content. But she was like, what initially drew me to you was your pole videos. And then I found out that you were a business coach. And I was like, whoa. And so after that, I did a giveaway and a mastermind launch. And I had 8 women in it. And nearly every single one said something along the lines of, they found me from a pole video and from owning my power, and then they hired me for a business coach, for a client, and for coaching.
That is so good. And what I wrote down in my notes here, because I'm going to share it in the preview for the actual podcast episode, is this is all about being unapologetic and owning your power, embodying your joy, and facing your fears, which is what you did, to activate your magnetism. You know, no one said that the way that we market is going to be logical to the brain, because the brain has responses that are based in a logic that is linear. And this sounds like the perfect quantum logic expression of, I found you because you were fully embodied on a pole video. And then I found out that you were a business coach, which then resonated with me so deeply that I had to hire you. Like, if anybody told you in your basic marketing school that you had to follow your joy, be fully embodied, and take massive action from fear to create great results for yourself in business, most people's brains would implode. They'd be like, no, you have to follow X to get to Y, to get to Z. And that does work. But what it sounds like you're expressing is like really being in a place of full faith and trust within the self and honoring the self, which then leads you to an action that gets you results in a way that's quite aligned and inspired, rather than I have to figure out all the ways that I'm going to get there. And then a lot of the times, I'm sure you know, you can speak to this in marketing, the way there isn't always the way that gets you the best result if you're following somebody else's strategy.
Yeah. In fact, I just did a podcast on this and I've done it the other way, you guys. Right before that shift happened, I was doing it the way that everybody said. I spent $7,000 on a stupid course that was like one of those like 10K in 30 days, like get rich quick. They give you all the strategic, perfect, follow this one size fits all strategy. And that is when I worked my hardest in my life over and over and over. And you guys, I lost my joy. I lost my passion. I started hating my business. I didn't go out. I wasn't dancing anymore. And you guys, if you know me at all, if you go check me out, I'm always dancing. I'm always working out. And I lost all of it. And literally it was like, I'm not working hard enough. I'm not working hard enough. What's wrong with me?
And so many elements of fear.
So many. I think I might have talked to you when I was, I think we might have done a podcast during this time.
What a perfect full circle moment. You and I actually connected when you were moving through this difficulty. And I remember when you called in this client. And before we digress too much, I want to be crystal clear, because something that Tia shared with me before we hit record today was, here's the caveat to this. This was a woman who is a Christian who, in her process and her strategy, she's not planning to go and hit poles or dance as hard as I know anytime soon. But that wasn't the point. And so we have all these stories about trying to market to our ideal client, but we don't often know that our ideal client is someone that looks a way that we don't know is even our ideal client. Like, who would have known I'm going to go dance in a pole and be fully embodied? And that would lead a woman to invest in me from that place of unapologetic yes, that actually, if I would have written it down, would the first thought be, I'm going to attract someone that's quite religious, and the thought that I have about judgments about them, that wouldn't have like linearly made sense, right? So if you could speak to what shifted in you when you realized that this woman who has this very conservative background that came into your world through you following your joy, through you sharing your joy in these, what normal people would say, oh, that's not Christian enough, or that's not wholesome enough, or that strategy would never work to attract a high value client, which is all distortion. It's all a lie. And how actually you being fully embodied led her to find you. And that gave her the confidence to say yes to herself and invest in you. Like, what shifted for you as far as your paradigms?
Yeah. So she saw something in me, in her, whether or not she wants to share it, whether or not she saw that fire that she wanted to embody. And never, I wouldn't have thought that a Christian woman where I'm swearing and owning my power and being sexy and all the things, I didn't even know. If I would have known that ahead of time, I probably would have been like a little like scared to get on the call and own my power. But that's what drew her to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow. And so even when we do podcasts together, I'm like, is it okay if I swear? And she's like, yes, I will talk about that, because she's a Christian woman. She doesn't swear, but now she talks about sex. She talks about being sexy. She owns it. And she talks about God and how she doesn't shame other people and how it's in her power to be sexy. And like you said earlier, sexiness isn't being skanky. Sexiness isn't showing more skin. Sexiness is a embodiment of being fully you and owning your power. And it's like in your eyes, it's in your face, it's in your body.
So powerful. And it really just speaks to when you are, because we have a lot of coaches that are going to be tuning in, when you're sitting with yourself and you're tuning into who is your ideal soulmate client avatar, and looking at characteristics of who they are, what they desire to embody, and that part of themselves where they maybe turned away from, because a lot of us start that way. We forgot, like, she saw the fire in you that reminded her of the fire in herself that she'd probably turned away from in a long time. And you weren't worried about, well, where does she live? Is she a Christian? How old is she? Those are the old structural marketing pieces that they're not bad, but that's not the direction that I know, at least for me and the soul of my business, that I'm heading towards, because that means that I'm attempting to target an audience that may not be 100% what lights me up. And that's okay, but I don't want to run business that way. And I want to speak to that on this podcast, that you don't have to do anything that doesn't feel good. And actually, just like Tia's perfect example, her leaning into and following her yes to, like, this feels really good, even though it's scary, is what gave her the results.
Yeah. You guys. And right before that call, I was so scared, you guys. I already knew I was going to pitch my new price. I already knew that I was claiming my next level self. I did have a coach. And guess what? If I didn't have him, I probably wouldn't have. But right before the call, he's like, you are a 10K coach. You're not new at this. You know the business marketing and strategies. You got to own it. And even if you say it and she says no, move on to the next one. And I was like, okay. But I was ready because I'd already done the other levels. I'd already done the work. I'd already grown to that next level. Like, I had in my brain what was different in this package. Who was I speaking to? And I did it. And I let her go. I didn't even like say anything else. I didn't say there was a discount. I didn't say there was other things. I gave her that. And I was like, I actually had to go. I had another call. And I was like, I'll let you go. And then I coached her. I want you guys to know this. I feel like this is coming through, is you want to also coach your clients that you know are a good fit through the sales process. And I didn't just let her go. And when she gave me an objection, just like, oh, okay, no, never mind. I knew she was my soulmate client. And so through her objection, she actually wanted to be coached. She will tell you this. We had a really good experience. But like, I would coach her and tell her like different ways of thinking and growing. And it was like a hell yes. And she was ready to go. She paid in full.
Yeah, you're giving them a taste of the breakthroughs that are going to be available. And that's the beauty of what you're speaking to, is the intuitively led aspects of coaching, is understanding they're on the call with you because they are seeking guidance. It didn't just fall in your lap. Like, this woman seeked you out. She followed up with you. She booked time on her calendar. She's literally sitting there and asking you, how is it that I can tune in and get the help that I need? And that is the most potent time for us to really show up and share our gifts. And to me, like you said, there was no attachment and it was just service. And you served her into a point of breakthrough where she felt the courage and conviction herself to say yes and basically close you on the program.
Yeah. And I was messaging her back and forth. Like, she was already my client. I kind of already knew. And like, it was a lot of coaching. And if she didn't work with me, I gave her a lot of help too. It wasn't just selling. It was like, oh, I understand. This is what happened to me. Oh, this is some like free help. Oh, like, this is an investment. This is why I think you're a good fit and why it's worth it. Mm. It wasn't convincing though. Mm-mm. It was sharing because I saw her. I saw her in a part of me. That's and great. I already knew she could succeed. Yeah. It was belief in her too.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of having an external processor in a coach, someone that really does have that heartfelt connection. And as you were sharing, what I heard was that the message that we were going to speak to in this episode of faith without action, leading you into an avoidance state, where what you were doing is actually you had faith, knowing that she was your soulmate client, knowing that this is a great fit, and you were in your conviction, not in your avoidance, and you were allowing yourself to, without letting the fear or any old stories to come in, to take the action, to share, to coach her, to really be there in that action state of support that then led to the sale. So it's that piece of like, you could have sat there and meditated on it and be like, yeah, she's my soulmate client. It's just all going to come to me. But what we forget, that there's a disconnect, that sometimes there's an inspired hit that comes through that is required of you to take action. Maybe it's sending that text message. Maybe it's voice noting her something, and that's what breaks her through to say yes to herself fully. And so it's really powerful. I wanted to reflect that to you and to the listener that that's what actually what you were describing is you knew she was for you. You had full faith and trust, and you let yourself take inspired action to help facilitate her growth, her yes to herself, and then the close of the sale without it ever feeling like a sales process.
Yeah. And it was constant, like listening to that nudge and responding and not getting afraid, because I can like picture back when we were talking back and forth, because I know I was so excited and she felt so good. But I just want to like tell you guys, I was scared shitless. Like, it was my first, like, it was a big jump from my previous ones. I knew the level was there, and I knew I could help her make six figures in the future. Like, maybe not while we were working together, but I was setting her up for a great business. And so I was scared, you guys. Like, in the back of my mind, the fear was there. It was like, if I don't get this client, I'm gonna have to do something else. Like, what is it called? Imposter syndrome. There was a lot, but it was like working through it and knowing I could help this person.
Mm. And it's powerful that you just said that, because I want to speak to, I just saw you post about imposter syndrome today. And what you're actually saying right now that I'm hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong, is there will always be a fear story that your ego will attempt to like install you in. And it's the story that I can't help someone until I'm fully healed or I'm fully ready or I fully move through this. And that's not true. Because imagine if you would have fed into that and you wouldn't have been able to support her in this way, where would she be today?
Yeah, no, exactly. You guys, she's talking about sex on her podcast. She's owning it. She's like challenging, and she's still a beautiful Christian loving woman. Like, she's not changing her beliefs. She's just embodying what she believes and sharing how her beliefs can still align with her mm-hmm. Christianity.
So what I want to speak to and what you were speaking to is you do it even when you're scared. And to give, tell me if this is what it feels like to you, because I want to create this distinction for the listener, is there will be times where there's two elements of fear. One fear that feels contracting. It's like that fight or flight, like you're facing a lion, you should probably run. That fear where you know you need to take action and get away from a dangerous situation. And then there's the fear where it's a story that your ego, which is so beautiful and is attempting to keep you quote unquote safe, when you hear a fear story come up and it leaves you feeling contracted, like you're curling in and you're like stuck in inaction, that's not the fear that I'm speaking of. I'm speaking of you feel fearful because you know you're about to step into a whole new level of self and put yourself out there in a way that may ruffle some feathers, but it will grow you. And that leaves you feeling like expansion. What I think expansion is, like your heart opens up. You feel your chest widening and you feel this like, holy crap. And then you take the action anyway. That's what I want to be clear. There's action that we can take from fear when it's a contracted action that will then manifest pain in response. And I want to create that distinction so that you know when it feels scary, but like it's going to grow you, that's the fear action that I am encouraging each and every one of you to take to create massive results in record time. And that's what Tia did with this client.
Yeah, I have a question to like ask myself when I feel fear. I'm like, is this fear going to lead me to what I want? Is this like, do I see myself at the other end of this fear? What do you see? So at the end of the $10,000 client and pitching, it's, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And I have a 10K client and we're aligned and I'm so excited to work with them. Or is it like what if I do this fear and you get like something completely different? It's more of like, you're excited. This is a growth fear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. We're going to call it growth fear from now on, guys. So powerful. And it's interesting. Like, I love how intuitive these conversations go within my podcast. They really have to even ask the questions because they all end up being answered without having to be asked. Mm-hmm. Because you've already spoke to, you know, what led you to start your business and then the challenges that you faced and how you overcame them. It's just like facing your fear and recognizing that through expansion, everything opens up and becomes available. So for you, if you could reflect back on the last year and all your growth, and you think of what has really set you apart and created the most impact for you in your business, because I'm clear that the story of the saturation of the market is truly that. It is a story that when we're all in our gifts, that there will always be students that are perfectly in alignment for the teacher in the way that they are here to deliver the message. Can you speak a little bit to that and how you've seen that paradigm fall away as you've stepped fully into embodiment?
Oh yeah, 100%. I talk about this all the time. There may be that perfect business coach that is all about strategy, and guess what, I am too, but the reason that most of my clients hired me was because I own my power, and because I don't know any other business coaches, well maybe now, but that were like shaking and twerking and pole dancing. I didn't know any. And so you can find your other thing. Maybe it's your dorky. Maybe it's you really love numbers. Maybe it's that you speak to someone with your experiences. So some of my stories that are personal, I've attracted clients that are deep stories, wounding stories, abandonment stories, death, suicide stories that my clients connected to me from. And they saw that I overcame difficulties and that they could too. So sometimes it's just that your experiences, your stories, your gifts will connect with your soulmate client. And they did. Like when I did my course, I connected with everybody in some story or some way or coaching or sexiness. It was pretty aligned.
I love that. And what I heard you say is vulnerability in leadership has been a message that's been coming through a great deal for me these past few weeks. And it's come up in every podcast where what really affords someone growth. And for me in my course that I'm currently in my beta round with, it's the level at which I'm able to share my mess, I guess you could say it, what I've gone through, and in full vulnerability. Absolutely. I mean, aside from removing names, I don't name anyone that we move through if I share a story, but I'm like bearing my soul, and that is what's created the most epic results. Because people, as they read your stories, they see themselves in them and they realize no one wants to learn from someone that on the outside appears to be perfect and on a soapbox, because that's not, you can't really relate to that. And when they can see you, who you are now, and then find themselves in a story of where they are, where you were 10 years ago, that quantum leaps them because they recognize you as a possibility for them as they read the story.
Yeah. And a lot of my clients said that. Some of my stories is what captured them.
Mm.
She even said that. She said one of my stories did capture her. I think it was on my mom.
Mm.
And going through like suicide attempts and stuff. And she said it really connected to her. And she was able to, while we worked together, share some of her stories that connected her to her clients that she was really scared to share, but it also was like a burden off of her shoulders.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, because that's a dual edged healing opportunity. When you share, your clients share of their heart, number one, it helps them heal. And number two, what I'm hearing is them sharing the story then allows the receiver to heal that aspect of self as well. So I guess what you would say is, hey, I'm feeling scared to say this thing. And as I actually hear that I'm afraid to say this thing, let me lean into it and say the thing, because that's going to give me the most outcome.
So yeah, it's, and it's going to connect
to meeting you.
Don't do it for you, do it for them.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So that's what I do. Whenever I'm scared to share a story, I'm like, this could impact somebody. This could heal somebody. This isn't for me. This is for them. And other people think it's probably for me. Honestly, I'm actually not super an exhibitionist. I'm actually not. But if you go look at my profile, I probably look like it. But it's more like I do it for helping other people, and I love it, and I'm confident enough that it doesn't bother me, and I actually do it because I just love it.
Yeah, so it's interesting, because I'm also hearing two layers there. you are doing it with the intention of creating impact. So it's like that piece is for them. But when I really tuned into what you just said, you're actually doing it because you love it, which is for you, which is for honoring you, which then in turn honors them.
Yeah. Like I post my videos for me. I love to watch the change. I feel happy about when I get a new trick. I like to share it. It's not like, oh, look at me, look what I can do, which I don't care if you think that, but it's more like, wow, like I'm powerful and humans are awesome.
I love that. Well, what would be your biggest takeaway that you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Is the thing that you're scared of most, mine was the dancing. Mine was the twerking. That fear that just won't go away, that keeps popping up. And then you're like, no, that's stupid. And then the next day it pops up. And you're like, no, it's stupid. And then the next week, and then a month later, whatever. And it keeps popping up, that fear, that little nudge, that's the thing you have to do. Fear actually guides you. So doing the thing that scares you is kind of the way to go. That excited fear, that scary fear, that's what guides you.
Yes, all the yes. And I've been feeling into that myself as well. And I teach on that more and more lately. It's, instead of fearing the fear, looking at it and then taking the action in spite of it, not even in spite of it, but leaning into it so that you can break through it and create massive action for yourself, which then gives you this most amazing result. I feel like you said, fear is the signpost leading us to our something better through our path of least resistance, but it feels like resistance because we're the ones resisting it. But it's
Yeah. If
you walk into the fear, you get really great results really quickly.
Yeah, like jumping on the call, doing that podcast, naming my name Sexy Biz Babe, twerking online, saying my next level price. Those were all fears that were the scariest thing to do.
Amazing. And then also the fear of like, sometimes our businesses require us to pivot, guys. If you're in a place of transition, leaning into that. I'm definitely feeling into that right now. It sounds like you are, Tia, too. A lot of us are really awakening to the new next layers, new next levels of ourselves because this year is really huge for people waking up to what's possible. And they're looking for new leadership that's going to speak language from a different level that's going to help them create big results that isn't just cookie cutter, like you said. It's going to speak to the souls and hearts of the people because we've done it the brain and body way for far too long. And it's time to infuse more grace, more joy, more bliss into our lives. So with that, those of you who are feeling called to Tia, could you share what I'm going to drop into the notes for the show, how people can get a hold of you and what kind of goodies you're going to share with the listeners so they can tune in and feel into who you are as a coach, as a woman, as an embodiment expert.
Yeah, I'm all about marketing and sales. I definitely have ingrained in my brain. It's something I've done for 7+ years. And I infuse passion and not doing it the salesy, sleazy way, but the aligned way, the long-term way, the being an actual real business owner. And also like getting rid of that shame, being confident, being sexy, owning your power. And that's what I love to talk about most. I've just gotten rid of so much shame in so many areas of my life that don't hold me back anymore.
Incredible. So people will be able to contact you on Instagram, on Facebook, and then you're also giving us a little freebie, right, for this Soul Ignition. Listener, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, go ahead and check me out, levelupwithtia.com, and you actually get how to create powerful content that sells. And it does cover the vulnerability, the stories, all of those things that attracted my 10K client. And then, yeah, Instagram, social media, my website, it's all Sexy Biz Babe. And levelupwithtia.com.
Amazing. Amazing. And I'll share all that in the show notes. So definitely hop on and get into her energy and into that amazing offering that she's providing for us to learn about being your most authentic, expressed self, to create massive results for you the way that she did. And if you haven't subscribed, do so below. Thank you for joining us for another powerful session and soul igniting podcast episode. Until next time, signing off. Jana.